Good evening and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Well, I say good afternoon. It's actually good night. Good evening. Welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight. Right here on AM 1220, The Word, and I hope you've had a good week this past week, and I hope you had a good Christmas and a chance to celebrate the birth of our Savior with your family, with your church, and we're going to be touching on a couple of things here tonight, tying in with the birth of Christ. I want to do something special here this last Sunday night program, actually last program of the year. Just happened to think about it. Our next program is our Friday program, and Friday is New Year's Day, so this is our last program of the year. But we're going to do something special here tonight. I'm going to mention that here in just a couple of minutes, but I want to make a couple announcements as well before we do that, but let's go ahead and start our program here tonight with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for just watching over us, Lord. Thank you for the birth of Christ, that we could celebrate that. And Lord, it's not so much a matter of whether he was born on December 25th or sometime in January or sometime in April or sometime in September. The fact of the matter is Jesus Christ was born. He came into the world. The greatest gift that was ever given was the gift of Christ coming into the world and born of a woman, taking on the flesh of a man where he could live amongst us and live a perfect life without sin, and then willingly go to the cross and give himself for us to suffer and to die in our place, to shed his blood to pay for our sins, and not to stay dead and in the grave, but Lord, the Bible says that he was buried and he rose again victorious from sin and death. And he did that to purchase our salvation. Lord, we just pray that if there's somebody listening tonight, that we could point them in the direction of Christ, in the direction of the cross of Calvary, in the direction of that empty tomb, that they could find Christ as their Savior tonight. And then, Lord, for those of us that have put our faith in Christ, help us to encourage one another in our walk with you and to exhort one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. Bless the program tonight for your glory. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. As I said, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and I'll be with you until midnight here tonight. And we are going to, well, before I get into the, I'm going to have a little contest tonight, so I'll let you know that up front. But before we get into that, just a reminder, check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you will go there, you can find out more information about us, about the program. You can listen to past programs. You can link to our social media. We've got several things there. In fact, I just added a new one over the weekend. And then you can also find out more about our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. Just want to let you know that we will be having our Friday night Bible study on New Year's Day. That's January 1st at 7 o'clock at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. We meet there every Friday night at 7 o'clock for our Bible study. Our services, our Sunday services, are also held there at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. That's located at 5171 Brecksville Road, midway between Akron and Cleveland, right where the Ohio Turnpike and Interstate 77 cross. So certainly invite you to come out and visit us there. And in the meanwhile, I hope you'll stay tuned tonight and maybe even join in. Let me announce what we're going to do here this evening. I have a booklet here. I have several copies of it, and we're going to give away. This booklet is called Praying Effectively for the Lost, and it's by Lee Thomas. And we've actually used this as a Bible study at our church. And it's a really good book to help you understand how to better pray for those that are not saved. If you want to see friends and loved ones come to Christ, and you've tried sharing the gospel with them and you just don't seem to get anywhere, Well, let me recommend this book, Praying Effectively for the Lost, by Lee Thomas. And we are going to be giving away 5 copies of this tonight. And what we're going to do here in the first half hour, we're going to just get right into this, is we have some questions that I'm going to ask. And I got 5 questions. So the first person to answer each question when I give out the phone number will start. And then if you can answer the question correctly, Craig is going to take down your address. And he is going to record that so that I can have it. I'll mail you a copy of this book, Praying Effectively for the Lost. Now, I'm not putting you on a mailing list or anything. Somebody was asking me about being put on mailing lists and didn't want to be put on a mailing list about something else with our church. I said, we're too small to worry about that. We don't have the staff and everything to do that. It's hard enough for me to keep up with everything that I have to do myself. So don't worry about putting on a mailing list. So we're just going to do this just to be able to send you this booklet, Praying Effectively for the Lost. And I guess the contest is relatively simple. All you need to do, I'll ask the question, and let me give you the phone number. The toll-free number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And the first question is, what prophet foretold that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem? You know, we sing the song, O Little Town of Bethlehem, at Christmas time and all. But the question is, what prophet foretold that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem? And the phone number is 888-677-9673. First person that calls in with the correct answer, I'll give you a copy of this booklet, Praying Effectively for the Lost. We just wanted to do something here as we close out the year. And who do we have? Do they want to come online and answer? We'll give you a chance to come on the air and say the answer if you would like. They're all right. Who do we have today?
Hey, Pastor Al, it's Tom.
Hey, Tom. Well, what prophet foretold that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem?
I believe that was Micah.
You are correct, Tom. If you will stay on the line, I'm going to give out the next question, and we'll have to be patient here. Craig's got callers, and if somebody's calling in, hopefully they can try on the next one. But give Craig your phone number, or I'm sorry, not your phone number, your address, and we will get this booklet sent to you, okay?
Hey, thanks, Pastor.
Well, thank you so much.
God bless you. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you as well. Well, here's the second question. If you missed that, didn't get a chance on that one, here's the second question. What prophet foretold that the Messiah would be born of a virgin? All right. So we have somebody calling in now, and if our caller would like to try that one, we'll go ahead. Sorry, I thought we had another one already calling in. All right. Well, keep calling. I've got 5 questions, and as you can see, they're not terribly hard. The phone number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And the question is, what prophet foretold that the Messiah would be born of a virgin? And we're going to take the first one on this, I believe. And if you don't get it on this one, stay on the line and you can try the next one. I've got, like I said, 5 questions here. And do we have our caller ready? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name, first name?
It's John.
John, welcome. Hi, what prophet foretold that the Messiah would be born of a virgin?
Isaiah.
Now, this doesn't have to worry about, don't have to worry about this, but as a bonus, do you know where in Isaiah by chance?
I think it's Isaiah chapter, I think
they're
9 or 7.
Yeah, it's 7, because, you know, there's a couple of prophecies there. Yeah.
I said 7.
Yeah.
And
there's a couple with Isaiah there, too. So that's very good. What prophet foretold that the Messiah be born a virgin? It is Isaiah. And John, if you would stay on the line as well, and keep on the line, and Tom, stay on the line, and as soon as we can get caught up here so that Craig can get our addresses down. And let me give the next question. For the next question, all right, we're going to have to wait a second. I'm going too fast for Craig. So I'll hold on the question there for just a moment. Craig's got to try and catch up. We only have a limited number of lines, and there's me here on this side of the glass and Craig on the other side of the glass, and so I pressed him into service. He didn't know he was going to be doing this tonight, so he's going to catch up with our names and give you a chance to hold on there a second. If you've called in, please hang on the line. And I just wanted to take some time, give back a little bit here at the end of the year. And this booklet, Praying Effectively for the Lost, it's got a verse that they reference on the front cover, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, where it says, "The God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not." And that's one of the things we need to recognize when we're praying for people who are not saved. The unsaved person, the Bible says, the natural man receiveth not the things of God. They're spiritually discerned. And so an unsaved person does not have spiritual discernment. He does not have the Spirit of God in him to help him understand these things. And so add to that the fact that the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Say, how can an unsaved person get saved? And Lee Thomas, in this booklet, Praying Effectively for the Lost, addresses some of these questions here and shows how through the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, you can make a difference in the spiritual condition of your loved ones and your friends by making it an object of prayer, or making them an object of prayer, I should say, in the sense that you will commit to praying for them and asking God to break through that blindness. And as soon as Craig gives me the heads up in there, we'll get out the next question here. And just want him to be able to catch up with everybody there. I wanted to share a couple of things here, too, as we're coming into the end of the year. On this Friday, New Year's Day, Pastor John Lutz of the North Coast Baptist Church in Lakewood is going to be joining with me on our program on Friday afternoon at 1:30. I will be with him on his program at 1 o'clock. We're going to do like we did on Christmas Day, combine our programs, and we're going to be talking about some of the things, the issues and things that we're facing as we close out this year and go into the new year of 2021. Ready there, Craig? All right, here is the third question. The third question: what is the name of Mary's cousin that she went to see after being told that she would bear the Christ child? And our phone number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. What is the name of Mary's cousin that she went to see after being told that she would bear the Christ child? And when we think of these things, I kept them kind of simple and close to what we've been talking about here, celebrating the birth of Christ this time of year. And we have our caller ready. Hello, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Hi, who do we have tonight?
Donna McGinnis.
Donna, well, welcome. Now, here's the question: what is the name of Mary's cousin that she went to see after being told that she would bear the Christ child?
Elizabeth.
Very good. Very good. You can see we made these really hard, didn't we?
Yes.
But we wanted to be able to.
The story.
Amen. Hey, it's, you know, when you know the story and you know the person that it's about, it makes us a whole lot easier, doesn't it?
It's precious because of what we know.
Amen to that. And, I want to thank you for calling in with the answer there tonight. And I want to wish you a happy new year and a blessed new year. And if you'll stay on the line, Craig will get you, and he'll get the information from you so we can mail you out this booklet.
And before I get off this phone, I want to tell you that you're very blessed to us, okay?
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. God bless you. God bless. Bye-bye. All right. Well, we had an answer there. The name of Mary's cousin that she went to see after being told that she would bear the Christ child, that was her cousin Elizabeth. And if you remember, according to the account in the Bible, her Elizabeth's husband, Zacharias, was one of the Levitical priests. And he was in the temple burning incense in the holy place, not the Holy of Holies, but where the showbread and stuff was. And he met the angel, I believe, and while he was there, he was told that he would bear a son. Now, him and his wife were both old, and his wife had never, him and his wife had never had children. And this was a miraculous birth in and of itself. And then, of course, the child was John the Baptist. And Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant with John the Baptist when Mary came. Mary was told by the angel that she would bear the Christ child. And when she came to see her cousin, remember Elizabeth said that the babe leaped for joy in her womb when Mary's salutation was heard. And what a wonderful account that we read there. And of course, Mary stayed there for 3 months until her cousin Elizabeth delivered, and then after John the Baptist was born, Mary returned back home. You ever think about this? What happened when Mary got back home, and she's now 3 months pregnant, visibly pregnant, and she's telling people, well, wait a minute, I've not been unfaithful. It's a miracle birth. It's a miracle conception. You know, it's God. And people are looking at her going, right. Right. And so that, of course, brings up the situation with Joseph having to be instructed by the Lord as well about what was going on. But that's not the next question. The next question is, who is the angel that appeared to Mary? And, of course, our phone number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Who is the angel that appeared to Mary to let her know that she was going to give birth to the Messiah? And we get so many calls in and gets the answer correct. I'm going to give them another copy of the book, Praying Effectively for the Lost by Lee Thomas. Who is the angel that appeared to Mary to announce to her that she was going to bear the Christ child, the Messiah? All right, Tom again. So we've already got Tom a book coming right now. If Tom wants to come on in a few minutes, let's try another caller if we could. So we're going to try because Tom's already getting a book, and we're going to give somebody else a chance here. So the phone number is, all right, you ready? Hello, who do we have?
We have Steve.
We have Steve. All right, Steve. Who is the angel that appeared to Mary?
I believe that was Gabriel.
You are correct. Absolutely correct. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. It says, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph in the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Very good. All right. Well, Steve, if you'll stay on the line, we'll let Craig get your address, and we'll mail you out a booklet, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, God bless. Have a blessed and happy new year. All right. We've got that question here, and we think about it. It's amazing, isn't it, when you think about that? Here's Mary, and people were expecting the birth of the Messiah to be imminent. Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, it says, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And this shows us that when the announcement was made to Mary, it was at the right time. It was in the fullness of time, which means that everything had come together. All the prophecies, everything was set, everything that was necessary for the birth of the Messiah. And out of all the people that were there, God selected a young woman named Mary, and he selected her because she herself was of the house of David. And in fact, her genealogy is given in the scriptures. She goes back to David's son, Nathan, which allows her, of course, to escape the curse of Jeconiah, where none of his descendants were to be on the throne. Joseph, her espoused husband, he also was of the house of David, and he went back to Solomon, so he fell under the curse of Jeconiah. So he could not have been the father of Jesus, and Jesus be able to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There's other reasons too. Jesus cannot have a sin nature. If he had an earthly father, he would have had a sin nature and he could not have been our Savior. Well, here's the final question. And this final question might be a little trickier, but the question here is, who lifted up the baby Jesus in the temple? Now, we understand that when Jesus was born and they brought him into the temple, and they were making the sacrifice for him, there was somebody there waiting that God had led into the temple, and he lifted up the baby Jesus in the temple at the time they brought him to present him to the Lord. And our phone number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And who is it that lifted up the baby Jesus in the temple? And he blessed God when he did so. Kind of gave you a clue right there too, I think. So if somebody call in with that answer there, who lifted up the baby Jesus in the temple? When they brought in Jesus to present him to the Lord, the Bible says, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opened up the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And at that point, an individual came in, and he lifted up the Christ child in his arms. And well, let's try one more time here because we're going to run out of time. We're going to wrap this up by the half-hour break. We've got just a few minutes left. If you would like to get one of these copies of this booklet, Praying Effectively for the Lost, the phone number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Who is the individual that lifted up the Lord Jesus, the baby Jesus, in his arms and blessed God? I might have to give a little bit more of a hint there. Remember, they took him into the temple, and this individual, the Bible says, it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And so we got a caller, I believe, calling in right now. And we will check this out here as soon as Craig's ready there. He'll put the caller through, and we'll see if they've got the answer to who it is that lifted up the baby Jesus in the temple. All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, who do we have?
Yeah, this is Jerome Tindera from Custer, South Dakota.
Well, hey, you're coming in sounding pretty good from South Dakota there. Glad to have you tonight. Who is the individual that lifted up the baby Jesus in the temple?
I say Joseph.
Well, you are close, and I suppose I would have to give you that because he did lift him up for the purpose of the circumcising and all of that. But I was talking about an individual that came in. Would you like to try again?
I can't think right now.
All right, we'll stay on the line anyways, and Joseph did lift him up, so you got me on a technicality there. I'll let you have that one, too. We'll get you out a book as well. Hang on the line so that Craig can get you, but we've got another caller, I think, calling in that's going to try for the correct name, okay? So stay on the line, and Happy New Year. God bless. All right, who do we have next? Who's here?
Hey, Pastor. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Jesse. Simeon.
Hey, there we are. Simeon, you are correct. Now, our last caller, he did kind of have me because Joseph did lift him up in the temple. That's true. But we were looking for the person that brought him in that was revealed to him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death. And you're absolutely correct. It was Simeon. And we're going to give both of you guys a booklet too. So, but I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you, Pastor.
Thank you. And you hang on the line as well, And we'll let Craig get your address there as well. And we're going to send out to both of you guys a copy of our booklet, Praying Effectively for the Lost by Lee Thomas. I hope it'll be a blessing to everybody. I want to thank everybody that's participated tonight. And, of course, anybody that's on the line, you know, we're out of booklets to give away tonight, but we do have another half hour of the program to go. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word and you want to stick on the phone and join in the conversation that way, we'd love to have you. And, again, I do want to thank everybody for participating tonight. We had a number of callers here this evening, and I just wanted to do something a little special tonight as we close out the year because, you know, this program would not be able to be effective if it weren't for people calling, if it weren't for people listening, if it weren't for people praying. And so we just wanted to do this a little bit this year. We've got some regular callers too, and we're going to be talking with them in a little bit as well. And we just want to be a blessing to everybody as we close out this year. And we were thinking of something that we could do, and we thought, you know, if we could get people to pray more for their unsaved family and friends, coworkers, and those around them that God lays on their heart. And this booklet is really pretty effective. And it let me just give you a couple of the things here. Understanding the necessity is the first chapter. The biblical basis is the second chapter, followed by the personal factors, then the specific requests. Then it deals with spiritual warfare and then personal testimonies and making a commitment as well. Well, I hope you'll stay on the air here. I think we got, what, about 30 seconds before the break? Or 20 seconds, less than that. We've got another half hour to go. We're going to be getting to our callers with questions about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word. Thank you to everybody that called in tonight, and thank you for being patient with us as we ran the little contest this evening. Stay tuned. We've got another half hour to go. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located midway between Akron and Cleveland at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield, where the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 cross. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Why? Well, because the Bible says, "There is none righteous, no, not one." We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I like that. Whosoever, that means you. If this show's been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoll.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight, right here on AM 1220, The Word. And if you were listening in the last half hour, we had a little contest. We were giving away some booklets. And I, again, want to thank everybody that participated. And we're going to hopefully try to do some more things like that in the future as well. God made it possible to do that tonight. And at the end of the year, we just wanted to get back a little bit to some of our people on the radio. All right. Well, again, you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And had to move over here where I could get a paper over here because it's too far away for me to read. And just want to let you remind you that we are sponsored by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. That's the home church where I'm the pastor. And our church is meeting. We're having services. We have our Friday night Bible study every Friday night at 7 o'clock. And we will be this Friday night, even though it's New Year's Day, we will have our Bible study. We had a Bible study on Christmas Day. It was a Friday as well. And then, of course, we have our Sunday services there as well every Sunday. Sunday morning, 10 o'clock is our morning service. 6 o'clock is our evening service. And so I invite you to come out. You can find out more information just to go to our website at livewithpastoral.com. That'll also link to our social media pages. And because we keep getting the boot off from I shouldn't say the boot, but certainly keep getting the face mask of shame on Facebook. I've been using a number of other platforms, and you'll find a list of them at livewithpastoral.com. And, of course, you can look at some of listen to some of our previous programs there, and there's some other materials and things there as well. So hopefully it'll be a blessing to you at livewithpastoral.com. Also brought to you tonight by East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. You can find East Coast Pizza at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. You can call for pickup at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. And let them know you heard about them here on Live with Pastor Al. And they got some of the best pizza around. That's certainly my favorite. And if you will give them a call at 216-341-9100, and you can arrange to pick that up at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School in Garfield Heights. That's East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. All right, we're going to get back to our program, and we've got some people waiting, and I believe Nancy was first here tonight, and we're going to go to Nancy here this evening. Nancy, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Al.
Hi, good evening.
Thank you. Thank you, and belated Merry Christmas and really Happy New Year.
Well, thank you.
And I really wanted to come to your Bible study Friday night, but, you know, I live in Euclid, and whoever was going to drive me, they just said it was too dangerous.
Well,
but I was having Pastor Al Davis Bible study withdrawal symptoms because I wasn't able to be there.
You know, we had somebody at our Bible study Friday night that actually did not go home. They ended up staying at our house Friday night because the roads were getting so bad, and they didn't want to chance it driving home. And then also, believe it or not, I drove up to Richmond Heights earlier on Friday. Let's see, I'm trying to get myself straightened up here. No, I'm sorry. They stayed over on Thursday night, Christmas Eve, for our Christmas Eve candlelight service. They were there. The roads got so bad on Christmas Eve that they were afraid to drive home, so they actually stayed at our house. And then, yes, on Christmas Day, I drove up to Richmond Heights in the morning, so it took a long time. But it was
a lot of people, you know, slid off the road, you know.
Yeah.
Friends of mine that did, you know, venture out to go long distances. And that contest was really interesting, and I knew the answer to 3, 4, and 5. I didn't know number 1 and 2, but that was that was nice to sort of, you know, brush up on the some of the details of the, by, you know, Christmas story.
Yeah, well, we're hoping to do that a few more times in the future. And we'll hopefully have some more of these booklets as well. So, but yeah, so we wanted to give a chance just to do something fun for the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a good idea. Now my comment or question today was, you know, I'm really hoping that Trump eventually wins the election, although it'll probably result in riots if he does. And I was trying to think of a Bible, historical event in the Bible that would be sort of an analogy to Trump winning, because it's against all odds. And of course, the one that's obvious, everybody knows, is David, you know, fighting against Goliath and winning. Nobody thought he would.
Right.
And then there's something about Mordecai was supposed to be hung.
Haman there.
Then, you know, Haman, yeah. But Haman ended up getting hung on the gallows. But if Trump does win, can you think of a Bible story, you know, a historical event in the Bible that would be analogous to that, besides the two that I mentioned?
You know, the one that come to my mind, I was thinking about David and Goliath too, but the one that kind of come to my mind when we were talking was Moses. When he went to Pharaoh and said that the Lord said, "Let my people go," because remember, Pharaoh and everything was arrayed against Moses and the people.
Oh yeah.
And he stood up to Pharaoh, and finally, when he did win, well, we know it was God that won through the plagues that were sent on Egypt. But when he did win, and this is the thing that I think it makes it analogous, should President Trump win four more years, and when we talk about that, people, I know people are saying, but wait, they already had the election. That was back in November. And then they had the Electoral College vote. That was earlier this month. Well, the vote that counts, most people don't really realize this, is the vote of the U.S. House in January 6th in the U.S. House, a joint session of Congress, Vice President Pence, as the president of the Senate, will open the electoral ballots from the several states, and they will be voted on. And there's some interesting things going on in regards to that, and so that's where some people believe that President Trump may wind up yet being elected to four more years. Now, should that happen, that's kind of like when, against all odds, Moses stood up to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh finally let the Israelites go free. But then what happened immediately afterwards? He came after him, didn't he? And of course, we see God's divine protection of the Israelites or the Hebrew children. And so as a consequence, maybe analogous there is that Donald Trump receives four more years. We know that immediately Antifa and Black Lives Matters and all of the other left-wing Nazi, fascist, communist, socialist sympathizing groups are going to come unglued, and they're going to come after you know, the patriots. And well, hopefully it'll be just like in account with Moses when he led the people out. God will defend and you know, frustrate the designs of the enemy. So
that's definitely what happened if you know, Trump did win. But you know, we just want him to win again. I'm just so afraid, you know, if Biden gets in, he's going to undo all the good that Trump did, and especially if we lose the two seats in the Georgia Senate. I mean, that's going to be very critical. Then, you know, then the the Democrats can do whatever they want. So we certainly are praying about that.
Right. And of course, you know, there's a number of things, and nobody is officially president until they take the oath of office at 12 noon mm-hmm. on January 20th. Even if they win the number of votes on the in the House or you know the Electoral College, if they are certified. But I think what's going on right now, I think part of the game, if the courts would have invalidated these votes, that would have been great. But I don't think that was ever Trump's yeah. end game. I think he's yeah. using these things to get this information out into the American public, in American public's mind, so that when they go into the House session or the joint session of the House and Senate, and Vice President Pence begins opening up the electoral ballots, whether or not it's challenged by a sitting House and sitting Senator member, and or whether or not the Vice President Pence is in a position where he can constitutionally say these electors cannot be recognized because of the fraud and the abuse and the just outright cheating and illegal nature of the balloting in these states.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there was a letter that was supposedly sent out on Christmas Eve to the Secretary of States of six states. I believe it was Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona, saying that the slate of electors that they had is not considered constitutional because they're the result of fraud and different things, and that they need to send a constitutionally acceptable slate of electors or they won't be accepted on January 6th. I haven't got any confirmation that that actually took place, but I saw a copy of the letter, the memorandum from the White House, and then the letter that was suggested to be used. And so it's going to be very interesting, especially since President Trump is repeatedly encouraging patriots from all over the country to come to Washington, D.C. on January the 6th. And I know there's a lot of buses from right here in northeastern Ohio headed that way. So any rate, but got a couple callers I want to get to before we wrap up here,
okay.
Nancy, but
well,
thank you
very much.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Nancy. I appreciate that.
God
and God bless and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. Thank you. All right. Well, we've got Tom waiting here. Tom, welcome to the program.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yeah, so, same to you. Yeah. So, yeah, I was trying to get in on that, but I guess you already had a Tom. So.
Yeah, I thought we were talking about the same Tom, and so we just
okay.
do it, the press and everything.
Well,
but
that's all right because I was thinking of a different angel. I wasn't paying attention.
And you know,
you were talking about the angel that appeared to Mary.
Right.
But I was thinking that the angel appeared to the shepherds, so that says the angel of the Lord. So
yeah.
What I always understood, that's actually like the Lord.
God himself, yes.
Appearing as an angel.
Well, you know, and you bring that up, it's interesting. The first angel that appears to Joseph to reassure him is also the angel of the Lord.
Yeah.
And at this time, Mary's already pregnant, carrying the Christ child. People say, well, wait a minute. How can God be present in the unborn fetus of the Christ child and then be appearing to Joseph direct? Well, it's because God is not limited by time or space.
Well, wasn't the pre-incarnate Christ, the angel of the Lord, also present, come down and talk to Abraham before he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah?
Yes, angel of the Lord. And generally speaking, in the Old Testament, when you see that phrase, the angel of the Lord, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
The technical fancy term is a theophany, which means a pre-incarnate appearance of Christ.
Well, I'll tell you, I was amazed how many calls you had tonight from people I've never heard call before. So you got a lot of people out there listening. We got to encourage, hey, all you callers, get on the phone once in a while and ask them questions.
Yes.
Because Pastor Al knows lots of stuff about the Bible. So.
Well, and they called once, they can call again, right?
Absolutely. So that's really great.
But we did have fun, and did you hear one gentleman from South Dakota calling in?
Yeah, that's amazing.
And a shout-out, I had a gentleman.
I've been out there. I'm going out there again this summer, hopefully.
Yeah.
We're going to go this year, but with the COVID, we didn't decide not to go. But I've been out there four times. I love that state.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I've not made it into South Dakota. I want to go out that way sometime.
Oh, you got to go up there to around Mount
Rushmore. Mount Rushmore. I'd love to go see Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yeah.
It's always been a dream of mine to go see it. I never actually made it up. I've been in Wyoming. I've been in Nebraska. But
another place to go, well, the capital there is beautiful, too, on the river. But also, you can go see the museum in the house that Laura Ingalls Wilder lived in. She was writing some of her books in DeSmet.
Now, isn't it South Dakota, I think, as well,
They lived in Minnesota, and then they moved, but they lived in South Dakota for quite a few years, too.
I think it's South Dakota that actually has a national monument or historical site. It's an old missile silo that you can actually go into.
Oh, they're good people out there. There's a lot of ranchers and farmers, and it's just a really interesting state. I was out there one time and only went to church service on the way home, stopped on a Sunday morning at a church, and was well received there in a little town somewhere. I was out there and stopped in, and they were just so excited that a traveler would stop in and have church service with them. You know?
Well, that's good. Hey, just because you're not at home doesn't that doesn't make you exempt from church services on Sunday.
Absolutely.
I encourage people to stop and visit a church when you're out of town on vacation or something.
I've done that on vacations before. Absolutely. Yep. If I'm on a Sunday, yeah, it's really nice, and you meet some interesting people there.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But absolutely. Good talking to you. I loved your program tonight, so it was great. And so happy New Year to you, and keep praying. And this thing isn't over till it's over, like they say. So,
exactly. And
I think it's going to get real interesting after. The next thing is we got to watch is this Senate race, and then January the 6th. I think it's going to be.
I guess the Senate race. President Trump is going to be in Georgia, on the 4th. I think, if I recall correctly, a rally, and then the election is the 5th. The Senate election in Georgia, and then the 6th is look at the account of the electoral ballots. So be a busy week. Encourage people to pray for our country, pray for peace and safety of our nation during this time. Okay. But thanks so much for calling tonight, Tom.
God bless. Yeah, Happy New Year again.
Well, Happy New Year to you. God bless. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And we have got Tom right there. We've got Terry who's been waiting as well. And Terry, welcome to the program as well.
Good evening.
Well, good evening. Happy New Year to you as well. You know, you're going to be the final caller for 2020. How's that?
Oh, that sounds good.
That puts you on the spot. You got to make it good now, Terry. So,
I was going to say that I've done a lot of studying this year. I made a vow last year that I was going to study harder than I've ever studied before, and I've studied a lot of stuff in religion.
Well, and you know, that's an excellent thing to do. And you know, what did Paul tell Timothy? Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And that's an admirable thing for people to do. And now, here a year later, you can look back on the benefits of that, can't you?
Yes, I've learned a lot. I've studied the Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, Catholics, Muslims. All kinds of different religions. I've studied a lot in the Bible, the Kings, Ezra and Nehemiah and Esther and all that.
And you've shared a number of those things over the past year with us on the radio, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, and just keep learning. I get excited about learning about stuff.
Well, you know, and that's a good point. When you are enjoying learning about these things, you have a desire to read it. It's not like, well, okay, I got to put in my 5 minutes of Bible reading tonight before I go to bed. It's not drudgery. It's enjoyable.
Get excited about reading.
And speaking of the subject of Bible reading, I'm going to be putting on our website thing about a Bible reading plan that I've been using for many years now. And I encourage people to find whatever plan helps them best read the Bible. I think it's good. Everybody should read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation at least once. Read it like that. But for long-term reading, I started this, it must be 30 years ago now. I read Genesis, And then after Genesis, I read Matthew. After Matthew, I read Exodus. After Exodus, I read Mark. And I just kept alternating like that. Old Testament, New Testament, Old Testament, New Testament. I shot for about 5 chapters a day. It's easy to keep track of, and it's not hard to read 5 chapters. There's other readings that I do during the course of the day too, or at least I attempt to. And by doing that, I have now read every book in the Bible in conjunction with another book of the Bible, with every other book of the Bible. It's
it doesn't get so boring.
So when you read Genesis and you read some of the things in Genesis and then you read Matthew and you see things that are being fulfilled from Genesis and then you go back and forth like that, because see, and like I said, I recommend everybody at least once read from Genesis to Revelation. But really, when you read Genesis through Revelation, by the time you finish the Old Testament, you get to the New Testament, you know, some of those things that you read early on in the Old Testament are a little murky. But when you're constantly going back and forth, it's just like some of the highlights for me of this reading method is I've read Daniel followed by Revelation. I've also read Revelation followed by Daniel over the years. And
coincide with one
another. Exactly.
We need to know all those stuff.
Yeah.
All the minor prophets and all that to really understand what's going on in Revelation.
Yeah. And so it really opens up to me the New Testament, and because there's more, not the same number of books in each Testament. So by doing that, that's why you read a different book in relation to each one each time you go through. It's never the same book. Order, you know, twice. Takes a long time to get back to the beginning.
I came to a conclusion too. I was spending a lot of time studying different religions, and then I came to the realization that, you know, we need to know this word. Need to know the word, because if we don't,
that's right,
we haven't got a leg to stand on when we talk to these people about their false religions.
And when we know and understand the Bible, and then we're exposed to these other religions. Because we know what the Bible says, we're able to see what's wrong with them.
Right.
Without having...
Actually, as I was studying these different religions, you know, from different perspectives, people, you know, by doing that, I learned more about God, because, you know, the difference between the Jehovah's Witnesses and their teachings, the comparison between the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons, like stuff like that, or the Christianities and the Mormons, sorry. The difference between Christianity and the Mormons. I got a little booklet here. No comparison.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you begin to see how the devil works with his lies, how he attacks consistently the deity of Christ. If you think about it, what does Mormonism and Jehovah's Witnesses and the Muslims all have in common? They all attack the deity of Christ, don't they?
Right. Yeah, they don't believe in God, or believe in Jesus as God.
Exactly.
As in the flesh.
Oh, they may believe that he lived, but they don't believe he's Jehovah God manifest in the flesh, the creator of heaven and earth.
This might surprise you, but I'm reading a book right now. I just started reading it today, actually, called The Gospel According to Satan.
Now, that title sounds familiar. So
it's by Jared Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
C. Wilson. And, it's about the tricks that he's up to. He's always up to.
Yeah, and he is.
People don't even see it.
Yeah, we need to be on guard against the wiles of the devil, the Bible says. The wiles of the devil. Those are things that he's doing to trick and to deceive and to con us into following his lie. Well, Terry, we're about out of time here. I think we got about less than a minute, about 30 seconds or less to go. And I want to thank you for your calls over the year. And I want to wish you a blessed and happy new year as well. And look forward to hearing you in the coming year. And to all of our listeners, God bless. Have a very blessed and happy new year. Get into the Word of God. Pray. Read more. Study more. And share your faith with those around you. God bless. Happy New Year.
You've just listened to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com.